The Palestinian Foreign Ministry has strongly slammed Israeli Prime Minister's decision to bring far-right politician Avigdor Lieberman back as Minister of Military Affairs. The Foreign Ministry said in a statement that the move is a message to the world that Tel Aviv prefers, quote, extremism, dedication to the occupation, and settlements over peace. A Palestinian lawmaker also denounced the decision. Hanin Zoabi said Israel is adopting characteristics of a fascist regime. She also called for an international boycott of Israel. Lieberman served as Minister of Military Affairs from 2009 to 2012, and again from 2013 to 2015. He is already under fire over his hostile policies against Palestinians, including his orders for settlement expansions. To talk about this, we're joined by Paul Larudi, co-founder of Free Palestine Movement. Paul, it's good to have you with us on the program. Now, isn't it something of a major adding insult to injury? I mean, how worse possibly can it get? We've already have witnessing the, resurgence of a new intifada in the region. And one would, you know, assume that the wise sitting in Tel Aviv would be looking at some sort of a pacifist strategy of sorts, although albeit very, very, guarded, in order to calm the situation, in order for them to then take advantage of the situation as they always do. But this is going to be just, you know, adding fuel to the fire and blowing up an already volatile situation. I mean, how much more can they, the Israelis, afford the violence that we're witnessing in the occupied territories?
Well, apparently they feel that they can afford a lot more violence, and this is exactly what they want. By the way, I think you're insulting the name of fascism when you compare it to Lieberman and Israel. Israel is far worse than any fascist state I can think of, and they are bad enough. To call a state fascist is an expletive, but to call it similar to Israel is worse. And Israel is planning to make it that way. They are out very clearly to eradicate the Palestinian presence in Palestine and to make Israel into the most dangerous state on the planet. Well, they can do that. They have new nuclear weapons and so forth. They can make all kinds of threats. But ultimately, we have to think that the world is not going to put up with this, and they're going to make it impossible for such a state to exist.
You said the world will resist. In what exact particular way do you think the world, and what do you mean by the world? Is it the broader international community represented usually by America and its allies, or it's a different world you're referring to?
No, even the existing world, which has been severely tested and distorted by politics in the U.S. and the European countries, even those politics are being tested to the maximum. Right now, they're really under the control of Israel, but there are Americans in the State Department, in the intelligence services, in the military, that are not going to stand for this on an indefinite basis. I can't predict exactly what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. It's new ground, but Israel is pushing the entire world to a precipice that we either fall off or we find a way to hang on, but without Israel.
Essentially, the Israelis are pursuing, even by reappointing Avigdor Lieberman, isn't anything new. It's been around for ages, isn't it? I mean, cracking down harshly and ruthlessly on the defenseless people living in the occupied territories. Now, what's new this time around?
Well, I mean, what I expect to see is that I've forgotten his name now, the settler who was just released for burning a family of three in their home dead, including an infant. And he's just released. He's not being charged with anything. I think we'll see a lot more of this. And Hangings, shootings, assassinations by Israeli settlers and citizens. And I think we'll just see wanton mayhem on a scale that we haven't seen it in Israel. I think they're going to carry it just as far as they possibly can until someone stops them. I don't know who or when that's going to be, or in what form it's going to take place. But they are constantly pushing it farther and farther and farther, and I think it
so
has
in your
to
view,
come.
It's probably going to get a whole lot worse until it probably gets better. Thank you for your insightful comments there, Paul LaRudy.